Okay, another interview from EIF Link Conference 2014 here in Crete, and I'm sitting next to Anthony Camilleri, from my colleague from EFQEL, and the subject of discussion just now is the extremely interesting project VM Pass, which is looking at giving recognition to open learning. So, tell us the basics.
Okay. The basics are that we've been advertising the advantages of open learning for a few years now. But in the end, if you're a student doing a course online for anything except the joy of learning, you usually want a certification. And you want a certification that's going to be of some value to you if you want to follow up more education or if you want to be employed in the future. The problem of all of this, of course, is that certification and recognition is an extremely bureaucratic, extremely legalistic area, and there are decades of laws and agreements which have gone into creating the standards that exist now, and we don't really have the time to spend another few decades figuring out how open learning will fit into that. So VMPass, in effect, is an attempt to shortcut this system and take a bypass. And the way we're doing that is by saying that most institutions have the goodwill to recognize quality education. The only issue is, how do they know if it's quality education or not? How do they know that that qualification you're carrying from another institution they've never heard of has gone through the same rigid quality standards they're used to applying? And their answer to that is something called a learning passport. A standardized, simple template explaining what the course is, what the learning outcomes are, what the experience of the student is, and critically, what is the value of the certification and how that maps to existing instruments. If a student goes with a learning passport, we hope that the recognizing institution would then be able to read this, understand the quality of that qualification, and be able to much more easily give recognition for it. The second part of the project is that even through this process, which we usually refer to as recognition of prior learning, it can be expensive, it can be laborious. Because going through all your qualification, checking exactly what happened and what didn't happen, just takes time, and time costs money. So we're also building, if you will, a social network, an information-based social network for recognition offices to link the back ends of universities and to let them share that information. So if you have a MOOC that has 500 students that went to it, and those 500 students are all seeking to qualifications, they don't each have to go to 500 different recognition offices who all have to do the same research. The first one that does the research will share it with the other 499. They'll be able to make their decision based on information which already exists. And hopefully that way we shortcut the process, we make it more efficient, we make it more practical for institutions.
So in a way, the more people, the more institutions who recognise a particular informal informal learning module, the better, because they build on the trust. If they see that 10, 20 other institutions have accepted it, then...
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I mean, this is essentially social rating 101, except that our trusted reviewers are the people who are employed to actually do these reviews in universities.
They are credible. They see that it's their peers.
Exactly.
They respect.
What I would say is just, we started this project from simple observation around a couple of beers in the evening. And we were saying that in this day and age, it's absolutely incredible that I can just log onto my smartphone and I can get specific information and specific ratings about any hotel room anywhere in the planet, which is hardly as critical and as important to our societies as education is. If I want similar, verifiable, quality information about the course, it just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So why don't we use the techniques that work for one, apply them, adapt them, and use them for the other?
Okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome.